This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel says it is massing troops near Gaza and calling up 9,000 reservists ahead of a possible ground invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory. Egyptian mediators rushed to Israel for ceasefire efforts over deadly rocket clashes, but showed no signs of progress. The stepped-up fighting comes as communal violence in Israel erupted for a fourth night Thursday. Jewish and Arab mobs clashed despite a bolstered police presence ordered by the nation's leaders. The four-day burst of violence is the most intense fighting Israel has ever had with Hamas. It has also sparked the worst Jewish-Arab violence inside Israel in decades. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supports a U.N. Security Council meeting Sunday on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he is hopeful some time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. The U.S. State Department on Thursday urged citizens to reconsider travel to Israel due to the recent surge in violence between the Jewish state and Palestinians. The travel advisory level, which had been lowered in recent weeks due to improvement in the country's COVID-19 situation, was stepped up to level 3 out of a maximum of 4. Washington is also advising that Americans do not travel to the West Bank and Gaza. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Japan's government will add 3 more areas hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic to a state of emergency, a surprise move reflecting growing concerns about the virus's spread. Japan's economy minister said on Friday after a meeting with experts, the 3 regions will join the state of emergency already in effect in areas like Tokyo and Osaka through the end of the month. Local media is reporting dozens of Japanese towns have abandoned plans to host Olympic athletes because of concern they will overburden medical resources amid the ongoing wave of coronavirus infections. 40 of more than 500 towns registered to welcome international competitors have decided not to accept athletes for training camps and cultural exchanges before the Summer Olympics, according to the Nikkei newspaper, citing a government source. The reluctance of some towns to host visiting athletes, normally a source of pride for communities outside the host city, is the latest sign of deep unease in Japan over the scheduling of the games in the middle of a pandemic. Opinion polls have found a majority of the Japanese public is opposed to the games, which are due to open on July 23rd. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. It is still recommending vaccinated people wear masks on planes and trains and at airports, transit hubs, mass transit, and in places like hospitals and doctor's offices. The federal recommendations do not override local laws or business or workplace regulations. More teenagers in the United States began receiving COVID-19 vaccines on Thursday. U.S. regulators authorized Pfizer's vaccine for use in children as young as 12 earlier in the week, the first coronavirus shot to be approved in the United States for ages 12 to 15. Thursday was the first day the shots went into the arms of the age group in some U.S. states. Vaccinating younger ages is considered an important step for getting children back into school safely. And British health officials said Friday the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines in Britain has prevented nearly 12,000 deaths and more than 30,000 hospitalizations in older people. Britain has given 2/3 of its adult population at least one shot of COVID-19 vaccines, helping Prime Minister Boris Johnson in his efforts to reopen the economy by the summer. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my mind. Right. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors again today. So I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. And now, Bounce Remix. Kubazi featuring Davido is out. And right after that, let's do it together. The sound of the young Cameroonian Taviel. And this one is in Spanish and in English. And then we go to the east end of Africa with Miriam Luchemuz from Tanzania, who plays Starting Over. She's starting life all over again. That is what she's saying. But I'll leave that one to you to listen to the lyrics. But for now, Bounce and the remix by the young and talented Kubazi from Liberia featuring Nigerian superstar Davido. Let's rock the world.
Production.
Benny, 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 Benny,
arriba. Bailar conmigo. La libertad con todo. Porque tu bienestar es lo que importa. Come on, let's do it together. Cantaré, cantaré mi vida, es tu vida, si se puede, si
yeah,
se puede.
Yeah, yeah,
come on,
yeah,
let's do it
look,
together.
We got the forgotten, like lost knowledge, more mileage. We bled for blood diamonds, yeah, we bled often. Sacrifice and offering, life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress, hey. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious, hey. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantaré,
yeah, yeah,
cantaré,
yeah, yeah.
Mi vida es tu vida, si se puede.
You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
The past is over.
Miriam Lulu Chemo's beautiful reggae music. Thank you very much, Miriam. And right before that, Taviel of Cameroon in Let's Do It Together and Bounce in the remix by Kobazi featuring Davido. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Let's look at some of our messages from our friends who are listening to us out there. And this one says, "Hi, David. It's Abubakar Kamal, known as Africano from South Sudan. And he says, I would like you to send my regards to all African Beat crew with you in the studio. And I love the songs that you play all the time on VOA. Big love from Abubakar Kamal, Africano from Sudan." Thank you very much. And another message says, "Hi, David. Hope today I will listen to my requested song. I am eagerly waiting to receive my package from VOA. Best wishes to all the listeners of African Beat. And thank you, David, for replying to me via email and Facebook Messenger. I like your show very much. It's excellent. And I want you to know that we have excellent reception here through our online streaming. And that is coming from Karuna Kantapal in West Bengal, India. This young man is listening to African Beat religiously from West Bengal in India. Well, Karuna Kantapal, yes, your song, Oja Awake, is going to be our next track that we're going to play. Oja Awake by Osibisa from Ghana. And right after that, Lost in Your Love, the sound of Rahim the Wizard from Sierra Leone, and Odo by Kitty of Ghana. But Oja Awake right now, dedicated to my great listener, Karuna Kantapal of West Bengal in India.
Oja, Oja.
African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Kondo by Kitty of Ghana, and right before that, Lost in Your Love by Rahim the Wizard of Sierra Leone, and Oja Awake by Osibisa of Ghana, dedicated to my great listener, Karuna Kantapal of West Bengal in India. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van De Heer in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. This is the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 straight from South Sudan. Yes, the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Music. Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Dreaming, dreaming.
the sound of Baby Manga from Cameroon, and right before that, Adia by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and Love That Stays by Bosco Banks of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America. Let's take some messages now from our friends on Facebook. And this one says, I am Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. from Liberia. Each time I listen to African Beat on The Voice of America, David, my spirit in me feels like I am moving across or around Africa. Well, you are surely indeed moving, because I'm taking you around the continent, all right? Thank you very much, Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. of Liberia. And another email says, Hi, David, I love your African Beat show. Can you please play a nice piece of music for me? I am Bringy from South Sudan. Well, thank you very much, Bringy. Keep enjoying the show. More good music is going to come for you. And this one says, Hello, Mr. David Vandy. My name is Tade from Akure City. I love the African Beats. Can you just keep it up, David? Keep it up. Keep up the good work. We are so proud of you out here. Thank you so much, and much love to you. That is Tade from Akure City in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Tade. This is a wonderful moment. And now let's go back to music. And we take the remix of Botombele by Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And right after that, Ambience Okunakri by Aisha Kone featuring Sekuba Kandia. But first, Botombele Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria.
Baby, wonder, go go, I stand by, baby. Flavor,
Hola,
I shall put a so I know I'm at the bed.
Sakuna Cree by Aisha Kone and Sekuba Kandia and Botombele by Omawuni and Flavor from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van De Heer in Washington.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van De.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love the show, David.
Angelina, do me a beautiful.
I love you.
all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.